This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
This episode of Optimize We is brought to you by C60 Power. Visit shopc60.com and use code WESHOW15 for 15% off your purchase. This edition of the Optimize We podcast is presented by the Biohacking Directory. Search hundreds of biohacking solutions and wellness providers now at www.biohacking.directory. Hello and welcome to the Optimize We podcast, where we share biohacking truths without the BS. I'm your host, Lindsay O'Neill, and I couldn't be more excited for today's guest. She is not only the CEO and co-founder of one of my absolute favorite biohacking products, but she's also a badass businesswoman. She's had over 30 years of professional leadership roles in Fortune 500 companies. She has worked for both privately held companies and entrepreneurial startups. She has extensive experience in an 18-year tenure in commercial real estate, a field that she actually left to pursue her passion for holistic wellness after a transformative health crisis. She holds an executive MBA and a BA in communications from the University of Denver, qualifications that have armed her with strategic communication skills essential for leading and pioneering a wellness company. Today, she continues to drive this company, C60 Power, forward as a trusted resource for those seeking to unlock their healing potential, providing support through life's challenges with empathy, innovation, and expertise. So I am thrilled to welcome my dear friend, Jessica McNaughton, to the show today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jess.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm so honored to be here and appreciate your invitation very much so.
I know you and I share a lot of perspectives on women in biohacking and the biohacking industry in general. So what is your perspective on biohacking and the term and the industry? Tell me all about your perspective.
I think it makes things more complex than it needs to be. From where I sit, I see biohacking as really just being self-optimization. It's really just the intersection of where your personal curiosity, your desire for self-care meets up with technology and root cause medicine.
Health is your responsibility. So this whole biohacking term, which I only heard about just a couple of years ago, honestly, really didn't resonate with me at first because I'm thinking about hacking your biology. Really, you should be taking daily steps towards optimizing your health over a long period of time so that, yes, you can biohack, but it's not like one thing, one pill, one modality, one machine, one vacation or one retreat. It's gotten a little too overwhelming and confusing for the layperson.
I agree.
So, tell me how you got into this whole, why is it such a passion for you to work in biohacking or wellness?
I don't know if I would say I work in biohacking. I know that it could be perceived that way. I'm in this space specifically because I had a health crisis myself. 20 years of work hard, play hard, life's experience that basically I had adrenal burnout and I needed to deal with that. And I had been down a path of, following traditional allopathic medicine and advice for years, thinking that what I was doing, taking, birth control pills or any number of conventional medicine interventions, thinking that that was the appropriate thing to do. But I didn't actually know the harm that was happening to my body along the way. So
What were you feeling with adrenal? You said adrenal fatigue. What does that present itself like to you?
Inability to sleep, to calm down, having just extreme fatigue, not being able to recover, having, you know, mood swings, hormonal imbalances, a host of things that would even manifest themselves in terms of my hair not being able to grow. So there was a wide range of different things, but it's our responsibility to, like you said at the beginning, take back control of over our own health. And a friend of mine, his name is Sachin Patel. He helps people with breath work, and he works in the functional medicine community, helping practitioners. He says, and he's been saying this for years, that the doctor of the future is you. And I couldn't agree more. And I at the end of the day, I really think if we were gonna isolate what is biohacking, what does it mean? I think it's this. It's that you take responsibility for your own health and you make the decision to be your own doctor. And you have got to go, you have to think about yourself as a detective to understand all of the things about yourself, because the body is a miraculous healing vessel. And when we understand our DNA, when we understand our epigenetic potential, when we understand what we've inherited from our ancestors, when we can dig deep into our trauma and work to resolve that, of being able to get in front of disease, we can prevent it. And in some cases, we can reverse it. And that's what's really, really exciting about this space. But there's this misconception that somebody else can lead you there. And that's what biohacking's about. It's that no one else is going to take you on this journey to be an advocate for yourself. There isn't a practitioner who's going to understand you the way that you can understand you.
People don't make change unless they're either forced to, kind of like we were, right? Like we followed the path of allopathic medicine throughout the course of our illness. And it only came to the point where we took responsibility for our health when we were feeling a tremendous amount of pain. The whole purpose of this podcast is to share biohacking truths, which is really, how the heck do you optimize your health from an individual perspective? Because there are some things that are out there, potentially like C60, that are good for the gander and not just good for the goose. But you have to understand your bio-individual needs as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't get it, right? They don't get the fact like, well, you know, my 14-year-old, for example, she feels good. She feels healthy. She goes to the gym. She works out. She's a ski racer. She maybe gets a little acne here and there, but she knows that if she eats too much sugar or doesn't take care of her hygiene the right way with the right products, right, that are not going to like strip her natural collagen that she has at 14 years old. All of these young kids are like going to Sephora, buying all of this hyaluronic acid and all this stuff that they should not be using. But she knows if like she takes care of her skin and she uses the right products and she eats the right foods, like she'll feel and look her best. She knows that at 14. Most 14-year-olds are shoving McDonald's down their throats and putting all sorts of crap on their face to try to get rid of their acne. And it's just, it's toxifying to our bodies. So I know that you're a strong advocate for the individual, but you're also, you know, going through this as a business owner in the space.
Well, and as a lifelong learner, you know, somebody who's working to optimize my own health and that of my family, when you say people don't get it, I couldn't agree more. I think that one of the tools that we have at our disposal, which is simple and accessible for people, and I love that you're a leader in the space, is the understanding around food as medicine and how true, pure nutrition can really nourish our bodies, nourish our cells. And if you go the allopathic route, traditional, you're going to your primary care provider, what you'll discover is generally these people have had less than 4 hours of nutrition training in school, if they've even had any at all. So when you try to talk to them about, hey, maybe my child has allergies or maybe I have these odd symptoms, you're never going to get a response, in my opinion, one where they're going to be curious. They're going to try to offer you something that they can sell you, a pill or a potion, a script, and or an injection. And then you've got to get through that meeting in 15 minutes and move on because they've got somebody else right behind you. So I really appreciate, respect the fact that you're a trailblazer in this space in helping people understand how they can have access to healthy, clean, nutritious food that is truly at the cellular level nourishing their bodies.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that because food has transformed my whole life. Similarly to you, all my hair fell out. I was double diagnosed with dual autoimmune condition 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago now. And it also helped my daughter, who was chronically ill from the time she was three until she was eight. And there were a lot of other things that we tried, but to be honest, it's not an easy thing for most people to change. People love their food. They love their crap. they almost crave it. And our food systems are so broken that we're creating food and other things that are so addictive, especially to kids. So it's really important to not only educate the masses, but to give them something that is really easy to follow. And the one thing that I will always tell everyone that I meet, you can't get all of the nutrition that you need solely from food. You just can't, especially nowadays where organic is not even really technically organic, right? You're paying a premium, and they just found that in Atlanta, I think, there are all sorts of claims that are being made that the organic farmers are not actually organic because they're actually using pesticides in and around the area where these organic farms are. And so now all of these toxins and all of the illness that are coming from these toxins are coming up to the surface. It's like you can't hide the lies about food anymore. I interviewed Brian Sanders from Food Lies, and he's creating a documentary all about this. And it's fascinating how much stuff is coming to the surface now, but you have to supplement your diet. You can't get all of your nutrition from food. And that's one of the reasons I honestly don't have people on this podcast that are not innovators in their industry or thought leaders in their field or haven't had a massive transformation like you and I have in their life and have tactical things that they can present to the listeners to use in your everyday life.
Lindsay, what C60 is, it's a molecule of carbon. It looks like a cage-like soccer ball. It's a hollow cage-like soccer ball. It is a molecule that was discovered in the mid-80s, and the scientist who discovered it won a Nobel Prize in the mid-90s. And what it does is it works at the cellular level to lift the oxidative burden. Basically, neutralizes oxidative stress and free radicals, and it turns it back into water. Now, what does that mean for the average person? Like, probably what I just said sounds like your Charlie Brown school teacher. Wah, wah, wah. Most people would be like, I don't know what that is. You can think about oxidative stress as your body rusting. It's essentially what ages us. And we are exposed to oxidative stress from just being alive. If you work out, you're creating oxidative stress. If you're exposed to chemicals in your environment, you're exposed to oxidative stress. If you drink too much wine, you've got oxidative stress. If you get on an airplane, you're exposed to oxidative stress. So it's all around us, but it's essentially what ages us. And what C60 does inside your cells is it neutralizes that oxidative stress and it turns it back into water and then it resets itself again and again. And so this is a very unique characteristic of C60. It's able to do it specifically because of its cage-like structure. The bottom line is it helps to optimize mitochondrial function. Inside the cells, we have a cell inside our cells, and that's the mitochondria. That's where the energy, you might remember from eighth grade science, the ATP, it's the powerhouse of the cell. That's what's created. And C60 is basically helping to clean up. You can think about like a sweeping motion in the cells to get the garbage out. And then the body has an infrastructure at the cellular level where it can heal itself naturally. So it's pretty exciting because most people in our cohort who have tried it, 88% of users report back that within 30 days of daily use, they notice an increase in energy and mental clarity. So that's the thing that most people notice. What it does is it fights inflammation. It helps support immune function, and it helps you bounce back quicker with faster recovery time after a big workout.
And a lot of people haven't heard of oxidative stress, like you were saying with Charlie Brown, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people have heard of antioxidants, especially in the food world, right? You go to the grocery store and you're like, oh, blueberries are high in antioxidants. Right. Dragon fruit is high in antioxidants. So I'm going to add some pitaya, some dragon fruit, to my smoothie in the morning so that I can amplify my antioxidants. But they don't realize that it's to neutralize those free radicals and to reduce oxidative stress. Now, oxidative stress is highly debated because in some ways it is good. Like there's the Herkimer's reaction. So, there's like your body needs a balance, but too much oxidative stress, which we are bombarded with it, just being alive, as you said, with everything that is going on in our daily lives, is exactly what ages us. It causes damage to our cells. And so we need something, a powerful antioxidant like C60 Power, to help us combat that. Now, this is not just an ad for all C60 that's out there. This is to help people to understand that this molecule exists, mm-hmm. but that also you, Jess, have taken a lot of painstakingly detailed steps in ensuring the highest quality, because this can't be an easy molecule to extract and to utilize in something that is bioavailable for most people.
Right. I want to take one step back from what you just said about antioxidants, because it's important to note our bodies produce antioxidants, but over the age of 30, our ability to produce those goes down. Usually by the age of 40, people start to notice it. That could be where you wake up with a sprained ankle and you don't know why. That's typically the age-related things that occur over the age of 40. That's a result of your body producing less and less. Now, you mentioned fruits and vegetables. We know, blueberries are widely known to have antioxidants. C60 has been characterized as the most powerful antioxidant because it can reset itself again and again. So it has a greater capacity, and it's been characterized as hundreds of times more powerful than conventional antioxidants. The other thing that differentiates it is the fact that it's not toxic at any level. That's very different. If you were to take a great amount of vitamin E too much, you could be in a lot of trouble very quickly. With C60, the truth of the matter is you can't take too much of it. It also activates pregnenolone, which is your precursor molecule to all your hormones. So for those of us over the age of 40, you will notice a nice, subtle, gentle lift in your hormonal function because it is an SOD mimic. So it can do the function of SOD, and you will notice a slight lift, a balancing out, if you will. Again, it's not a drug, it's an antioxidant, but a balancing out of your hormones as C60, supports the body in the production of glutathione, CoQ10, catalase, and is mimicking SOD production.
You can take a little bit too much of C60, right?
We manufacture 99.99% pure C60 in a lab, and it's an expensive product. It's not expensive because our margins are so amazing. It's expensive because it's very expensive to manufacture pure sublimated C60. So that's a differentiator. Infuse it into healthy carrier oils. The oils are organic avocado oil, that is the easiest to digest. Also, organic MCT coconut oil and organic extra virgin olive oil. Now, to your point, if you drink a lot of MCT coconut oil and you're not used to it, you could have some digestional discomfort. Same thing with olive oil. If you take a shot glass of olive oil, it's not the C60 that is going to give you that experience. It's the actual carrier oil itself. That being said, if you were to drink a lot of the avocado oil, you'd have a less chance of that. So we generally recommend for people that are interested in trying it to start out with the avocado oil because it's the easiest to digest. And for people, that are athletes or focused on, glucose, sugar balancing issues, the MCT coconut is great. A lot of athletes already take MCT. So that's an easy shift for them. And you can just put it in your coffee in the morning. For people that intermittent fast, they really appreciate the olive oil. But it's very simple to consume. It's as easy as a spoonful a day in the morning. C60 crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's appropriate to take it before you take your other supplements because C60 is going to go where it needs to go, and it can drag along the other supplements that you're taking as well.
And I put it in my tea. I don't drink caffeine anymore, but I do put it in my tea. And I put the cinnamon coconut oil in my tea. It adds such a nice warm flavor too, especially during the winter. But I just put a teaspoon in it, in my tea. That's the first thing that I take in the morning, and then later in the day I take some of my supplements. And I found not only is my hair looking amazing,
Your hair does look amazing.
thank you. And I haven't had anything done to it. I like literally just kind of let it air dry and then just run a brush through it, like a curler brush. But my skin is also glowing. I don't know if you can tell. 5 years ago, I looked about my age. And now I'm going to be 44 this year, and I don't look my age. Now I look like I'm in my early to mid 30s. I get comments all the time. I can't believe you're in your 40s. You look so good. Why don't you have wrinkles? I don't understand. I don't do any Botox, any fillers. So I also use one of your other products, which might be my favorite, even above the gummies, when I like eat a boost of energy. I'm going to the ski mountain at 5 a.m. I pop a gummy in my mouth because I don't drink caffeine. So I wake up in the morning, I wash my face, or if I take a shower, I slather on the serum, the C60 serum that you guys have. Sometimes I'll add, if I'm extra dry, I'll add a little bit of castor oil and like blend it together in my hands. My skin is glowing, glowing. I don't have acne anymore. I don't have dark spots anymore. I mean, it's my favorite skincare product, and it's so good for you. It's so healthy.
Well, a naturally beautiful woman, and our whole goal is to help people enhance, their natural attractiveness, their natural beauty from the inside out. In human studies out of Japan, has been proven when applied topically to lessen the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And have been up until about 6 months ago. I'd been living in Colorado, and it's very dry. Like your daughters, I was a big skier and would love to be outside in the sun doing all the hiking, biking, skiing, all the wonderful things, that Colorado offers. But that also wreaks havoc on your skin. And I don't enjoy particularly wearing makeup. The older that I get, it ends up just not looking so great. It gets stuck in the, in your fine lines, and kind of, to me, it feels like it accentuates your problem areas. 6 days out of seven, typically, I don't wear makeup. And I really wanted to, I created these products specifically out of my own selfish desire, have my skin look as good as I was feeling, basically. And the intent with the anti-aging products, specifically the anti-gravity serum, is to help enhance the natural, youthful look and feel, the quality, the texture of the skin on your face and your neck. And then we created a youth renewal eye cream, which also has C60 plus the copper peptides in it. And that was designed specifically to address dark circles under eyes, or if I don't get enough sleep, if I had a night where I was thinking too much and couldn't turn my brain off, or I just had too much energy, some extra puff. And so the youth renewal eye cream is really intended to address that delicate skin around the eyes to help with the puffy, the dark circles, the fine lines. Creates a little bit of a natural Botox look and feel, if you will. I even will use some of it around the smaller
I
lines
was just
around my
gonna say,
and right here.
I use it on my forehead all the time. So I have, the most, my problem areas are my forehead because I'm a serious person, right?
Yeah, you got the thinking lines, right?
The thinking line. I'm constantly like, trying to put my happy face on, but when I'm listening to somebody, I get really intense and I get this like, Italian vein that pops out of my head. My sister used to make fun of me all the time when I was younger. And then I have Sicilian eyes too. So I've got like the greenish kind of skin, and I get really bad dark circles. And when I don't sleep, I do get puffy eyes. So Preparation H, it doesn't even have, in the United States, it doesn't even have the same stuff that it has in Europe. that actually gets rid of that specific puffiness. But anyway, your eye cream is amazing. And I do use it on other parts of my face. And I've been using the neck cream because, again, Sicilian skin, you know, I have all of these like dark spots and they started to go away, which is pretty amazing. Now, you also have some other products. So you have the pet products, which I've been using on my dogs for the last few months. And I will tell you, they're shedding because I have a lab and I have a husky and they shed like crazy. It's not uncommon to walk into my house and it sounds like an airport because I constantly have the vacuum going or like the little mini vac. And then you have a sexy product, which I wanted to talk about a little bit too, because it's an edible sexy product.
As we age, we all need a little extra support for all the reasons. So it's a great product to use for that extra support. And you can use your imagination. Now you might be like, well, when I was in my 20s, I was a massage therapist. So I actually know something about massage. I've studied anatomy and physiology, and I really truly believe that, you know, in the power of healing touch. And as it relates to self-care and to intimacy with yourself or with your partner, the massage oil is phenomenal. You can use it anywhere, everywhere, and it's perfectly safe and it's natural.
And it smells really good. I mean, like, the massage oil, is that scent?
It has no scent and no particular flavor, but the underlying base is the C60 and avocado oil. So it has a natural light flavor.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the skincare is beautiful. It's even in the summertime, after you shower, you want to just like lather yourself in the anti-gravity serum, the eye cream, and then the sexy oil, like all over your body. And you can do it for yourself if you don't have a partner. If you do have a partner, I'd highly recommend, you know, just having them massage you with it, because it, anything that you put on your skin too, Jess, tell me if this is wrong. I've heard that anything you put on your skin actually gets into your bloodstream within 30 seconds. Is that true?
You know, it's summertime and you've had a little bit too much sun. I'm very fair. I have a habit of I'll be back out in my garden and sometimes I'm happy playing with the dirt and I forget, you know, how long I've been in the sun. And if my shoulders get pink, I get nervous because I do not want to burn. And applying the C60 skin after you've had too much sun, it can really soak up the oxidative stress. It can help nourish your skin and bring it back.
That's great. I mean, I'm obviously very tan and have that Sicilian skin. But it's funny, my sister got the Irish side and we used to joke that she used to burn in the shade. So as much as we try to avoid it, and you know, now it's coming out that all these sunscreens are toxic. So, you know, if you don't use the Yuka app, you should definitely use the Yuka app to find the best sunscreen possible. But nobody really wants to look like a Casper the Friendly Ghost walking around with like the zinc all over them. So if you do end up wearing a big hat or sitting under an umbrella and you still end up getting a little bit sunburnt, it's great to know that you can use the skin product to help combat the burn.
Yeah, it's important, though, that we still get sunshine, you know, 15 to 20 minutes a day of sunshine on your skin is healthy. Letting your eyes adjust to the sunlight in the morning to support your circadian rhythm being balanced. Sun is good. I think there's a fair amount of, you know, fear around the sun. You know, we've been learning that people can burn when they consume a lot of seed oils. When they remove seed oils from their diet, there's less of that opportunity for the skin to interact with the sun in the same way that it has been.
It's so true. A lot of people don't know that. You can burn from the inside out.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So once you remove all the seed oils, like I was looking at oat milk the other day because someone had oat milk in their kitchen. And it said it may contain sunflower or canola oil. And then I looked it up and it could have up to a cup of canola oil in oat milk for every like half gallon that you buy, which is disgusting.
Oat milk is very toxic and people think that it's healthy. And it's one of the worst things that you could be drinking, besides soy milk right now. But
Yeah. So then with the sun too, like you want to get, like you said, first thing in the morning, because that's when UVB rays, which is what helps convert into vitamin D, which is what our body really needs. And a lot of times the D supplements that we take orally don't actually give us the boost that we need, because they're not bioavailable like C60 power is from an antioxidant perspective. And you need K2, you need magnesium as well to help get that D into the cell and make it usable by the cell. But D is really important for healthy bones. It helps keep you healthy from a immune system perspective, from an endocrine, everything. You need it for balancing your hormones, for everything. So getting that sun is not just important for like first thing in the morning for your circadian rhythm, but it's really important for vitamin D. UVB has a lot of other benefits. And as the day progresses, the sun gets higher in the sky, you're getting more UVA. I love your products. I talk about your products all the time. I take pictures of your products. I create recipes with your products. Tell me a little bit more about what you think about the, you know, what's influencing people in the biohacking industry right now.
It's going to be unusual. And that is because for the last 5 years, I intentionally opted out of social media. Nobody who runs a business who's selling products says, I'm not on social media. Who does that? Nobody.
No, nobody.
So I did it really because I was reading the tea leaves about cancel culture. And I wanted to ensure that no matter, you know, what the political flavor of the day is, that we're going to be able to navigate and work through regardless of who's in office. Wanted to make sure that we got through it and got to the other side. And so I'll be making a return to social media here soon. But what I learned during that time was I got clarity personally and professionally around who are the people in my universe that really care. Time to step away from all the noise, you can be insanely productive. So I've been more productive in the last 5 years than I've ever been, specifically because I'm not listening to the noise of all the people and what other people are doing. And it really created an opportunity for me to deep dive into research. The reason why I say don't follow influencers in the biohacking community. Recently had somebody ask me like, well, who are your heroes? And I'm like, I don't have any heroes. If I had a hero, I would say it's Jesus. And other than that, I don't have a hero, because I really think people ultimately, they end up letting you down. You know, if you follow somebody, you think what they're saying is so amazing. That's great. Take it. But they're a human being and they're going to have flaws. And a lot of these people in this space, there are people that are well-intended, that are doing great things. There's a fair amount of grifters. There's a fair amount of pop-ups that are really just trying to, you know, have some sales at any cost. And we experience this in our small space of C60. There's people selling products that don't even have C60 in the products. I know this because I test everyone's products, so I know exactly who's who and what's what. But you've got to, going back to the beginning of our conversation, you've got to take responsibility for your own health. And if you are truly operating as your own doctor, you might listen to what someone's perspective is, and you can take the good and you can leave the rest. But you don't have to hang on their every word and assume that what they're saying is 100% truthful, because it may or may not be. You might find out later that that person was out of integrity. And that's what I say, is just slow down. And, you know, we need to be able to use our own intuition, our own discernment, do our own research, do our own homework, and come to our own conclusions. In our society today, I think the problem is really that it's so easy to give up your authority. You can give up your authority to somebody in a white coat with a stethoscope. That's what got me into trouble. Oh, well, my doctor said do this. Well, my doctor didn't actually look into me. My doctor didn't actually understand all the things about me. And now it's pretty uncomfortable when I go into a doctor's office, because I know a lot more about basically be your own doctor, be your own guide, be your own researcher, and go on the journey that's going to support your own life, because what works for you might not work for me. And what works for that influencer might not be appropriate for you.
It's so true. And that's why we have the disclaimer that we do at the beginning of this show, because I have done an extraordinary amount of research and deep diving. It's the reason that I created the biohacking directory, because I was just so tired of this pay to play. Well, I'm only going to put you on my podcast if you pay me $50,000 to $100,000. Well, that's not how it works. We have to shine a light on the most efficacious, and we have to shine some light on the least efficacious products, solutions, people in the industry that are potentially doing harm instead of doing good in the biohacking industry. When I first got into tech 20 some odd years ago, at the beginning of the tech industry, the same thing happened. This is not new news. With any dawn of a new industry, in any nascent stage industry, you're going to have the shady actors. You're going to have the people that just care about making money. They don't care about actually helping people. And you're going to have the people who care about helping people and maybe go astray over a course of time. I don't think that any doctor ever becomes a doctor because they just want to make money. You know, maybe there's a couple out there, but mostly doctors get into the business of medicine because they really truly want to help people. But along the way, you know, they get bonuses for doling out medication. They get, you know, nice trips and nice dinners and things like that. I'm not saying every doctor falls prey to that, but there are certainly bad actors in every single industry. And now that this biohacking industry is new, bright, shiny, we're all kind of like goldfish, like, oh, there's something sparkly over here. Oh, there's something sparkly over here. And it's really hard to get overwhelmed. It's hard to get distracted. And it's hard to have that discernment, that level of discernment that's allowing you to say, this is good, this is not so good, this is great for me, but it may not be good for me right now. Maybe it's going to be good for me 6 months from now, or this would have been great a couple of years ago when I was going through X, Y, and Z. But your body is constantly changing, and hopefully with the addition of amazing supplements, good fuel, nutrition, you know, good EMF protection, and all of the other things that you can do to support your body's natural healing ability, you can optimize your health and take responsibility for your health. And once you see those positive shifts happening, you can dive in deeper. You can get in deeper to, like, what's the best hydrogen water bottle? Do I need to spend $500 on a hydrogen water bottle? Or can I get the same benefit from the extra hydrogen in a $100 water bottle? So there's all different types of things. And that's why we created the directory. That's why we created this show. And that's why we have amazing guests like you to remind us of this very important aspect of optimizing our health that is our responsibility.
There's so many things that you can do that are affordable. They don't require that big purchase. You know, it's kind of getting back to the basics about what our grandmas would have told us. You know, it's moving your body every day. It's drinking clean water. It's eating healthy, clean, whole foods, trying to avoid the processed foods and excess sugar and the seed oils to the best of our ability, optimizing and prioritizing our sleep, and getting, you know, that simple sunshine in the morning. These are easy things to do if you don't have a lot of money. You can take your shoes off and you can put your feet on grass next to a tree and you can breathe fresh air for 5-10 minutes and, you know, reconnect with yourself. So that's the thing that I would like to remind people. You don't have to be overwhelmed by the concept of biohacking, all of the tech tools and the gadgets and all of the glasses and everything that, you know,
put on her blood blocker.
Yeah. You don't need all this stuff. You can get all this stuff. It's your own journey. And it's about, you know, understanding what do you need to do to optimize your life, your habits. Because we are living in such toxic times, and we've never been at a point in humanity's history where we've been inundated with all of the toxins, from the water to the air to the food to the clothes that we put on. Everywhere we turn, there we are bombarded with toxins. So we've got to focus on how to detox on a daily basis and, you know, optimize our health. So I'm so grateful that you're having these conversations, Lindsay, and helping people navigate down a path of, you know, returning to whole, healthy lifestyle choices.
Well, and it's people like you who are really doing the work to create the products that are good for the gander and not just good for the goose. Because C60 Power, and if you go to shopc60.com, you can see all of the wonderful products that Jess has brought to market after a lifetime of pain and trying to navigate her own health optimization journey. I'm so grateful that you didn't give up, that you are in the position that you are in right now, and that you've taken the time out of your very busy schedule. You've been traveling like crazy, and you work so hard, and I really do appreciate your time and your energy and your effort and all of the magic that you're creating for this world. If you have the chance, go check out Jess on social media.
You can find us on Instagram, C60 Power, but check out our YouTube. Actually, just search. Our old name used to be C60 Purple Power. We've dropped the purple, but if you search for it on YouTube, you'll find it. But we've got hundreds of videos, FAQs, where we're answering questions about, can C60 help with this? Can it help with that? You'll hear from myself and my business partner, Ken Swartz, who's a biogeochemist, along with feedback directly from our customers, people just like you who have tried it, what they're saying, what they thought at first, what happened during their journey. You'll hear it directly from them. And we've got tons of interviews too with doctors and healthcare providers who utilize C60 both personally and professionally. So if you get a chance, I would recommend YouTube to go check that out.
Find their YouTube channel too. If you go to their profile page on the Biohacking Directory, which is www.biohacking.directory. And I think we have coupon codes and stuff like that up there as well. And we'll share our coupon codes in the show notes so that everyone can get a taste, a try of the amazing C60 power that you guys have, a powerful antioxidant that has transformed my life and my family's life and my skin. And I'm just so grateful, Jess. Thank you so much for coming on and for sharing your knowledge, your boundaries with us, because a lot of us are just kind of floating around and we don't have the boundaries that we need in order to take responsibility for our own health optimization journey. And I'm super grateful for your endurance and also the hard work and energy and effort that you put into your brand. Not only your products that you put out, but your own personal brand. It's great that you took 5 years off from social media. I wish I could do that.
Well, I've got to come back, girl. There you go. Bunch of Lindsay, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.